Well, welcome back. Here we are again talking about soul centers, and this time the different types of soul centers. And with me is Brian DeCook and James Hunt, and we're all about the Alliance and about just exciting to see what God is doing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the different types of soul centers. First of all, and Brian, I'll have you read this, and maybe you can talk a little bit about it. The first one is the fellowship soul centers.
Sure. A fellowship soul center is led by a credentialed minister of the Alliance. These are typically smaller ministries, smaller groups, led by usually volunteer ministers who are led by the Lord to minister to people within their circles of influence. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. So these soul centers, these fellowship soul centers, are the smallest level of soul center that the Alliance will recognize. And they could be any type of activity from a Bible study, a small group Bible study, a prayer group, an evangelism ministry, serving the homeless, feeding the hungry, a chaplain ministry that's just a volunteer chaplain at a local fire department, for example. Just a small one, you know, this is a very narrow focus, one group that's mm-hmm. meeting. This is not a, you know, if we're going to do the whole fire department in a city, okay, mm-hmm. that's beyond the scope of the fellowship soul mm-hmm. center. We're talking right. about you've got a friend on the fire department, and you're going to go down to his house, his fire department house, his firehouse there, and minister to those, that small group of fire.
It could be even conducting just a wedding for a friend. In a sense, you could have a whole wedding officiant ministry, but this is, you know, I'm going to be trained as an officiant to do weddings at Christian Leaders Alliance, and now I have my little influence, my fellowship level soul center.
Yeah, so these soul centers are the you know, really, these are mostly volunteer types of ministries. They're just a ministry someone calls, the Lord calls someone to minister a certain group of people, a certain family. Maybe it's your own family.
Right. Right.
A mm-hmm. fellowship.
I could say a homeschool mom having a soul center.
Yes.
Credentialed to really lead her children.
A home discipleship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, family.
We used to call it, remember? Yeah.
We call it home discipleship. That's a fellowship soul center mm-hmm. under this society that we're talking about. And so whatever ministry you may be involved in that is at that level, we would recognize that as a fellowship soul center, and you could be recognized by the Alliance
as
a fellowship, the minister of a fellowship soul center.
What do you think about that, Dr. Hunt?
I think it's great. I was just sitting here thinking about, you know, the fellowship soul centers. And, you know, just for instance, you have chaplains, you have hospice chaplains, you have chaplains who visit families, and maybe they get around to those families once a week. But think about those families who have friends who are also chaplains, and yeah. they can minister not just to that family, but to the families in their group.
Yeah.
In that soul center.
This is like creativity, yeah. where the gifts, and then how the Holy Spirit's going to creatively use you as a credentialed minister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so another example of a fellowship soul center that you mentioned in an earlier session, President Ryan, goes your membership at the golf club,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, those Bible studies you do at the
oh, yeah.
each one, it's yeah. a fellowship soul center.
Yes.
Each one of them is.
Yeah.
And there are, so a golf ministry, right?
Right.
Can be a fellowship soul center. Yes,
I have the Spring Lake Soul Center where I'm a volunteer. I have a circle of influence. Mm-hmm. I'm credentialed. They know I'm credentialed. My nickname is Rev.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Okay. So yeah. Rev at my golf course.
Yeah.
You know, and but now this last summer, what happened was a 47-year-old dear friend of many of us passed away of a brain aneurysm, and I was asked to do the funeral. It was interesting. His name is Johnny, and 2 months earlier, on hole 6, he professed his faith to me while we were waiting for a group on the green who was really slow, and we're just sitting there talking, and he had gone through a personal crisis. He shared his faith in Jesus Christ, and that became known, and I was asked to do the funeral at the country club, mm-hmm. because he was not connected to any church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was able to exercise my gifts in the Spring Lake Soul Center.
What I love about mm-hmm. that, thanks for sharing that, President Ranga, because that story is so powerful, because it's your work at the golf course is, you're not getting paid for that.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's not mm-hmm. what you're hired to do here at the Christian Leaders Ministry, you know, and it's just something you're doing on your own time.
Yep.
Right? But it's a ministry. It's a fellowship soul center. And all of us, you know, probably have something like that in our lives where we're doing something in ministry that no one else has told us to do.
Right.
Other than the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Put it on our heart to do a Bible study somewhere or mm-hmm. to witness to someone somewhere. And what we're talking about, these fellowship soul centers, what it allows us to do then is to get that, put it on the directory.
Yes.
Register it as a fellowship soul center. And now it's something that you have, not, you know, the recognition isn't so important.
No.
But it is your connection to the kingdom.
Right.
And you're part of something that is, it's bigger than just your Bible study.
Yeah.
You're part of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a kingdom ministry, mm-hmm. but it's a fellowship soul center. And that can encourage us to stay at it.
Yeah.
Right? When we may have a week that's discouraging. Mm-hmm. Maybe no one shows up to the Bible study. Right. But well, you know what? I'm a soul center. I'm going to continue.
Yeah.
Right. Just exciting. I'm so excited about
it. Yeah. Pastor Brad, President Rangel, you know, what I love about this, I think about, you know, we're talking about place. And, you know, so many times we don't think it's our place.
Right.
That we have to have a certain place, that we have to have a house of worship, that we have to have maybe a center, some place that, you know, you minister to someone on the golf course.
Right.
And it wasn't your place.
Right.
And, but you found a place to really bring out God, and that just tells us that we're not relegated to any mm-hmm. place, mm-hmm. that our place is wherever we are. I think about Jesus when he met with the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most unlikely place with the most unlikely person.
That's right.
And it was the most unlikely ministry.
Yeah.
And this woman went on to not only come back from being someone who was scorned, who was excluded from society, but she became really, she started a religious society in her own town.
So
that's the exciting thing for me, that you don't have to be restricted to a place in terms of the location, mm-hmm. in terms of what people think you are and what you should do. Because remember, the disciples, they didn't think that Jesus should be there in that place anyway.
That's right.
And that's what we're calling to do.
Well, you know, and you're bringing up a lot of the interesting components here. Think about a little league for a maybe church being planted someday. Okay, so you are called. You know you're called. The Holy Spirit's called you.
Mm-hmm.
You then start at Christian Leaders Institute and start your training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you are discerning that calling, some of those gifts that you know you had are coming to the fore, and you hear the Holy Spirit say to you, "Utilize your gifts."
I'm getting excited right now.
Yeah, I am. Then. So now, in the past, if you mentioned this in an earlier session, mm-hmm. Dr. Ron, you might go to your pastor and go, "You know, we really don't have a program for golf ministry right now, or we don't really have a program for this, or you know, for what you want to do. You know, maybe there's an organization out there that you can participate in."
Mm-hmm.
But no, now you get to, like the woman at the well story, here Jesus comes there, he gets a drink of water, and right there at his little soul center, his evangelism soul center, his visiting soul center. I think of a truck driver. You're at the truck stop. All of a sudden, you're there, and you know you're running a little soul center in your big rig. Mm-hmm. So you're driving there, and then all of a sudden, the woman at the well comes to you right there at the truck stop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
here
real.
You are.
That's real.
Yeah, that's all real. I mean, this is... And then now, after a little while of doing this, you see, you know, I want to not just do this informally or occasionally. I want to start a trucking ministry where that we're actually in our hold Saturday night, you know, for truckers who travel all over. We're going to hold a little service right at the truck stop.
Yeah.
Okay, so now things multiply.
Yeah, and this really, doesn't it just enhance your vision for what ministry can be?
Yes.
It's so much more than just going to church. And so that's probably more than enough on the fellowship.
Well, hold on. I want to show you a Bible passage.
Okay.
And maybe we'll just have to go to the next one, each one of them at a time. That is probably fine then, because each one is so fun and amazing. Okay. So here is a fellowship. Fellowship minister is a place to begin. Okay. So Romans 16, verse 5. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. And so he's an African, actually, from northern Africa. History says that he was the second bishop of Carthage. Now, the story of Epaphroditus, here's a new convert. And as a new convert, the Apostle Paul gets him into a fellowship soul center. We don't know exactly what that looked like. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We just know that a new convert with time and maturity, some training and credentialing, maybe you'll feel that way. Maybe you're someone new to Christianity. Now, it says in the Bible, don't just lay hands hastily like, oh, you're a new Christian, we're going to send you and you go register a soul center. No, you're getting training, you're discerning, you're getting a mentor, you know, you're part, but you might still be, relatively speaking, somewhat new. But the first place to start is a fellowship soul center. Test things out.
That's right.
And this guy then later became the second bishop of Carthage, one of the most important Christian centers in the early church for hundreds of years. So this first type, we'll end this here and then get into our next presentation, which would be the second type of soul center. The first type is a fellowship soul center. So it's something that just starts at that beginning level. It can be larger, but generally two or three are gathered in my name. If it becomes larger, it might be if you're a person who have a large circle of influence and everybody knows you as the Rev, like at, let's say, myself at that golf ministry, no one's paying me to do it.
Yeah.
But it could be real small.
Yeah.
So what are some, before we end this, let's just talk about some types of fellowship soul centers, just to sort of dream a little. So we're just going to pop just thoughts. And I mean, I can think of some. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, so I meet weekly with a younger brother who has a call to ministry on his life. And there's some mentoring that goes on. There's some discipleship that goes on. That's a fellowship soul center.
Yeah, that's it. Wow, it's a relationship fellowship soul center.
Yeah, I'm not doing it on behalf of any ministry, of the church or Christian leaders or Peace Fire. It's just...
But hold on. What if somebody saw your name in the soul center directory and sent you an email and says, I notice that you have a fellowship soul center that you like to mentor people. I live in your area. Could we meet for coffee? Would you do that?
That's the opportunity that this soul center registration program that we're talking about is, I think, so exciting. It allows people who want to serve others in their local area. It gives them an avenue to place to send people to the directory and say, you can find information about my soul center on the Alliance website.
Wow. What about you?
And I'll just piggyback on that, what you were talking about. You know, some folks find it intimidating to sit and break bread with a pastor or preacher. in particular places. But when you're putting yourself out there, when you're just meeting with your friends and your and people who you just happen to meet, that puts it in a whole different context.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it at church. And really what it brings about is not just fellowship, but friendship.
Right.
Those things work together. And then all of a sudden you start to multiply.
Right. Now, what I love, again, most people don't go with every one of my ideas, you guys. So I'm just...
You have great ideas.
You know what I would love? I would love is like anyone who got married, the husband and wife would get to be credentialed ministers in the Lord, really understand theology on, and then they actually say on their wedding day, they have their vows, and then they say, and we, to death do us part, commit to be a soul center. And in our marriage, where these two are gathered, Jesus Christ is there. And with our children, and with our neighbors, just like how in the early church people would take like a vow to ministry, that it's not just a vow to each other, it's a vow to God as a couple. So this couple, now I happen to know that I have that soul center, you have that soul center, and you have that soul center in our marriages. Okay, it is powerful. It is a powerful thing. So, you know, I even think like, you know, this, now would you register? Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean, look at this, you know, just if you register your marriage soul center, right, it is you and your spouse, and someone in your area is having trouble in their marriage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're just looking for some help. Somebody to talk to, give them some direction, some encouragement, and there you are. There's your soul center.
And
you never know
how
the Lord might use it.
That's the thing.
That's so timely right now because we have families. You know, the family does not have a central place that it had before.
Right.
And we need to keep families together. And sometimes you need to have that fellowship. You need to have that support that seasoned couples can bring to you.
Now, what I've learned about even at Christian Leaders Alliance, like sometimes somebody's asked to do a wedding and then they do a wedding. And then our credentialed ministers have no trouble. But occasionally, there's a government official who asks one of our wedding officiants who is trained. And again, they're not going to do this as a ministry. They're going to do one way that's for their niece. And the government official asks, well, what's the location of your religious society or your church? Okay. Mm-hmm. And here you have, you know, like I am a credentialed officiant with the Christian Leaders Alliance, and here's the link to my soul center, which is an example, a local example of a religious society, and here's our address. Now, what that is you've just communicated that you are part in the community of a geographic religious society, and one of the things that your local religious society does is it does officiating of weddings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wouldn't it be beautiful as well is that wedding officiant ministry, if they had a relationship with the local church.
And Dr. Hunt, that's right.
We're talking about connections here. We're talking about community. And we're talking about there's a place for everyone and for every ministry.
Well, you think about now your church. Mm-hmm. Your church is in Moni. And let's say you had 15 credentialed ministers. And seven of them are interested in doing occasional wedding or, you know, volunteering here in the community, but they have their credentials. Mm-hmm. Now that's powerful. And then you say to like George and Sandra, you know what? In your little soul center, if you ever come upon someone that needs to be married, just marry them at our church.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can help you in any way, what starts happening is that the church, we have a whole farm system
right.
of leaders that are getting trained and credentials to go forward. It is so exciting. But again, these are just a few ideas. Our question for you is, what is the Holy Spirit telling you? Where are your gifts? What fellowship size soul center are you called to begin? Well, next time we're going to talk about how you can formalize a specific ministry soul center called the Wedding Officiant Soul Center. So let's talk about that next.